There's a series of psukim in this week's parsha that already the Rishonim were very bothered by. What exactly is the order? What exactly is the arrangement of these psukim? The Torah says in Mishpatim, "Umake aviv ima mos yumas." Person who strikes a parent, person who hits a parent, which is a pretty unfathomable thing. Can't be, right? Cannot be. Person who hits a parent. So obviously the Torah understands how unfathomable that is and says, Mos Yumas, such a person will be put to death. Shortly after the Torah says, Makalel Aviv Imo, person who, God forbid, curses a parent. Unfathomable how such a thing could be. But what already bothered the Torah and some of the early commentaries and is picked up and expounded on by Rav Schwab in his Sefer Mayan Beis HaShoeva is, if you notice in the arrangement of the Psukim, there's something that slipped right in between striking a parent and cursing a parent. And that is v'gonev ishu machro, a person who kidnaps another human being and tries to sell him. And Rav Schwab says, again, this is the question of the Rishonim, what's the flow of the psukim? You strike a parent, and then you kidnap someone, and then you curse a parent. You would think that striking a parent and cursing a parent should be immediately next to each other. And Rav Schwab develops the following idea. There's a Gemara in Kedushin on Daf Lamed that says that a parent is supposed to, and again, to adjust maybe to our modern sensibilities of how a parent, you know, some parents do strike their children, some don't. But the Gemara says if a parent's going to rule with a heavy hand, it's only up to a certain point. At some point, the child is too old for the parent to be smacking their kid around. Right? Even if it's done in a loving way, in an appropriate fashion, there comes a point where a parent has to let a child make his own decisions. And if a parent will hit a child at that age, an adult child, a mature child, it's understood, it's expected that the child's going to hit back. In fact, the Gemara even says it's lifnei iver. The parent puts a stumbling block before the child. Because if you're going to hit the child at that age, the child's at a point where how could he not strike back? It's just his very nature. So says Rav Schwab, how could it be that a child comes to curse a parent? How could it be that a child comes to hit a parent? There's only one scenario that such a thing could happen. It's only if the parent is kidnapping the child. The gonev isha machro, the discussion of the kidnapper who kidnaps someone and tries to sell them, sandwiched in between maka aviv imo mos yumas and makalel aviv imo, is a parent who tries to kidnap their own child. A parent who doesn't allow a child to make his or her own decisions as he comes of age. I remember once I read a letter that Michelangelo had written to his father. Michelangelo was the greatest of artists, and he calls himself in this letter. He says to his father, he says, I've dedicated my whole life to pursuing your dream, to become this great artist. It wasn't his dream. He implies that this was not what I wanted to be. And he said, and I became the best. And he said, I still have no idea what you want from me. Imagine such a broken relationship that he'd say such a thing. I gave up my life for you. I chased your dreams. Right? And I still feel that everything I do, you know, I'm letting you down. And when a parent tries to control a child and make demands of a child, and say that because I chose a particular career path, you have to choose the same career path. Everyone should do each other a favor here. If you have a parent who's a doctor or a lawyer and they want you to do the same thing, and you're not interested in it, do us all a favor and don't do it. Don't do it. If you're going to become a doctor because your mother or your father was a doctor, right, and there's an expectation, you have an older sibling who's a doctor, so you're going to become a doctor, you're not doing any of us a favor. God forbid if any of us need your medical, you know, services, and your whole medical career is built on this, you know, anger towards your parents that I never really wanted to do this. I wanted to be an artist who lives in the village and like painted, or maybe I moved out to LA and surfed a little bit, right? Adam could tell us about surfing in LA a little bit, right? You know, if that's what you want to do, I'm not saying that's the best way to live your life either, but don't do something, right, simply because a parent tells you to do so. It can become explosive to the point that you strike a parent or curse a parent. This is Rav Schwab's chiddush in explaining the psukim in Parshas Mishpatim. But it leads to a very, very interesting question on the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Because the Ribbono Shel Olam makes demands of us. And as we're children, and he expects us to wear yarmulke and tzitzis, and even as a bar mitzvah boy to put on our tefillin, and to keep Shabbos and kosher, and to learn Torah, that's all good to a point. But what happens when I'm a mature young man? So now, my Father in Heaven, Banim Atem L'Hashem Elokeichem, Parshas Re'eh, all of a sudden, maybe a Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's time for me to make my own decisions. Right? Isn't there a concern that maybe we're going to rebel against Hashem? We'll curse Hashem? We'll reject the Kodesh Baruch Hu? It seems to be exactly what the Torah Kadosh Baruch Hu himself is describing his Torah, the parent who rules with a heavy hand. There's even a beautiful mimer from the previous Lubavitcher Rebbe, from the sixth Lubavitcher Rebbe, where he says that, you know, we've been in Gullus a very long time, 2,000 years, and Kadosh Baruch Hu is still smacking us around in the Gullus. And he quotes this Gemara Kedushin. He says, Hashem, you should know the halacha. If you're going to smack around a grown child, right? Bnei Yisrael have aged, we've matured, we've been in Gullus a long time. You're going to smack us around. We're going to rebel. We're going to strike back. It's a Gemara Kedushin. So the question is, so how can a Kadosh Baruch Hu make such great demands of us to ask us that every bit of our life is governed by His way of thinking? I have to shower the way He wants me to shower. I have to tie my shoes the way He wants me to tie my shoes. I have to eat and go to the bathroom the way that He wants me to. There are halachos that govern all of these things. Isn't there a concern that we're going to rebel and reject this heavy-handedness with which HaKadosh Baruch Hu is ruling over us? So I think the answer is very simple. The answer has to be that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is making these demands on us, it must be. The only way that it's not a violation of His own Torah is if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us all of these things, not because He wants to force His dreams on us, like Michelangelo's father imposed upon him. It's simply because the Kadosh Baruch Hu loves us. Now, last week we got the Torah. The first words that God ever said to Klal Yisrael, Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Tzisicha Me'aretz Mitzrayim. And all the Rishonim again ask, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, I am the Master of the Universe, I am God who took you out of Mitzrayim. Nunes, what's the famous question? If you're God and you're introducing yourself for the first time, what would you say? You want to say, go big? I am God who created the world. Right? Ibn Ezra quotes this question. He quotes from the Kuzari, Rabbi Yehuda Chassid, who dealt with this question. Right. So the question, Rabbi Yehuda Levi, Kuzari, who dealt with this question. So the question is, right? Why Anochi Hashem Elokech? I am God who took you out of Mitzrayim. That's all you want to say to us, God? And again, there are many interpretations. But I think the one that, when I first saw, spoke to me the most is Rabbeinu Yonah's comment. Rabbeinu Yonah says, why does Hashem say, I am God? I will be your God because I took you out of Mitzrayim. Hashem is giving us a perspective on all the mitzvahs. Hashem says, let's talk about Yetzias Mitzrayim. That was amazing, no? You say, yeah, it was great. You know, the Makos, Kriyas Yamsuf, all of the protection that you provided for us, that was clearly an act of love. And don't ask, well, Hashem, you put us into Mitzrayim. That's all sheer into itself. But when Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, it was purely with love. He provided for us. He struck down our enemies. He was healing us with each of the makos as the mitzvahs were suffering more and more. Mamish, pure love. So Hashem says, let me introduce myself to you. Anochi Hashem Elokecha. I am Hashem, your God. And I'm going to ask a lot of things to you, but realize that everything I ask of you, says Rabbeinu Yonah, is with the same expression of Asher Tzisicha Me'aretz Mitzrayim. The same loving God who took you out of Mitzrayim with awesome miracles and it felt great, is the same loving God who says, get out of bed in the morning and put on your tefillin. It's the same loving God who says, take your hard-earned money and give it to tzedakah. It's the same God who says, you can eat in this restaurant and you can't eat in this restaurant. And you're permitted to this woman and not permitted to that woman. It's all an expression of love. And if we look at it in that way, if we see it with the right perspective, that the mitzvot are there only to help us, the same loving God who took us out of Mitzrayim, then it's not a question. It's not a question of a God who's ruling this external force, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes with His heavy hand trying to control a grown son who should be able to make his own decisions. So Mirz Hashem, we should try to see the mitzvot in this way, to learn from the tragic story, as Rosh Hashanah presents, again, of the child who was kidnapped by his own parents and decides to rebel. If we realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not trying to kidnap us, He's not trying to force a system of rules or values that are foreign to us, He's trying to help us be the most natural, healthy people we could be. If we see mitzvot, Mirz Hashem, in that day, we'll never, chas v'shalom, reject the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, rebel against the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we'll be able to serve Hashem with tremendous ava and tremendous simcha.